Did you know a 2018 study showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual. When I was 4 months pregnant, I couldn't find a prenatal I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested for heavy metals, and recently earned the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. But don't just take my word for it. Get 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
We're on the air.
Back.
Well, party's starting early today, isn't it?
Tomorrow of Early Break with Sip and Jay, brought to you by Gaina Trucking. On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
It is time for the spillover with DP and Jay Foreman. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
You guys, you guys ready to roll?
Yeah, we're ready to roll.
I think Jay is on cloud nine right now because of what the Buffalo Bills, his beloved Buffalo Bills, did to the evil empire on Saturday night.
We do top roll. What we're supposed to do. Okay. That's what we do.
I got questions.
That's how we roll.
I got a question for you two guys. Either one of you can answer it first. How do the Patriots not show up? How does that happen? See, I just don't nod my head and move on that. I don't understand it.
But the way that they've been playing all year, close to the vest, run the ball, no turnovers. You got a rookie core. He hit the rookie wall in December. That's the way it is. And they're not very explosive, and they have to play everything very tight.
Look ready to me.
Oh, I thought they were ready. I thought they were ready. I just thought that Buffalo is better. Sometimes it comes down to the people that, no matter what scheme you have, no matter what talent you have in place, that the team you're facing, and this is a pretty good Buffalo Bills team, and on the road in a space where those folks who wear the Patriots uniforms are not the old Patriots, they're not. Belichick, look, give him credit for getting those guys there. Like that, this may have been his best coaching job, getting that group to this playoff game.
True. So I agree with that.
So I just think, you hit the wall. Buffalo was
that's it.
Was,
man. That's
I just ready. Thought there was an early run. Josh Allen took off around the right side. The pursuit didn't look good to me. It didn't look like that. One of the linemen had a chance. Looked like the close on him had the angle. Just didn't give much effort.
It wasn't probably their best effort, but it was. Buffalo made some big plays, game-changing plays. The interception.
Micah Hyde's interception.
Yeah, that was a phenomenal
Micah
play.
Hyde. Yeah.
Then they came back, and then they went deep on the little young corner, smoked him. And, it, you know what I mean? Got Sanders got deep. Those are
– Yeah, what happened to that corner?
Those are avalanche plays. And then you got the ultimate equalizer where Josh Allen has the first game that they played, he didn't play very well. He didn't take what they got. They gave him. They were running the ball. Buffalo has shown ever since that game they've played with a little bit more edge, just as a defense, and that's where you see it. So once you do that, they're not able to get separation on the outside. Now they're playing behind the chains. Now, granted, you could say this play here, this play there, and you in playoff football that you shouldn't see that amount of plays, but you've seen it from Dallas when they were trying to get that last playoff. You had two guys loafing. You know what I mean? So it's just more or less you're a product of your habits. Dallas was trying to get up and get that last playoff, there was two guys walking. And you got to think that even
– How's that happen?
Well, because they went against – that was not – I mean, him running the ball – Dak running the ball is not the move. It's not the play call. So if I'm a receiver and I see Dak take off, to me that's a game concession. Like you know you don't have timeouts. Why are you doing this? Like, and if that's the play call,
McCarthy said after the game he was fine with it. He should be fired for that statement,
it's
right?
He said
it was the right call, man.
In theory, it is like a 40% right play. Now, where they wrong is that They didn't know that the ref had to touch the ball, and then Dak spiked.
Well,
the ball.
How do you
they
not
set
know
the ball
that?
Themselves?
How do you not ball, know
but
that?
But that's Mike. That's on Mike McCarthy. I'm not saying he shouldn't be fired. But
you think he should be fired?
But in theory, the play is fine because the way that they're playing with no timeouts. Now, if you go back to when Nebraska played Northwestern for the first with no timeouts, and Northwestern drove 98 yards, you have to keep the ball in bounds. So the way 49ers were playing coverage then, they're essentially shelling everything to the middle. Now, ideally, what you would like to happen is throw it to the tight end, hook up, then everybody can do it, right? Because now the tight end was blocking. Now all the big guys are running this way versus Dak is way ahead of them. What they didn't know is just the process of going through it, right? Like
the process.
How do you not know? How does Dallas not concede that in that situation the ball needs to go to the end zone? Take your shot with it, like a pass interference. The ball has to get to the end zone.
Yeah, maybe not an end zone, but or like outside. What I would have done because I even though they're trying to shell you in, I'll run a 15-yard comeback, catch it, 10-yard comeback. Get out of bounds and maybe get instead of getting two plays, sneak in three, maybe a 5-yard hitch. You know what I mean? And then we're combining 15 yards there. But ultimately,
if I'm defending them and he decides to run, I'm tipping my cap and going to the locker room.
It's 16. Like, it's 16, like you got to have 16 seconds.
Like it doesn't like throw that out of bounds.
Yeah.
And reload and get something in the end.
Yeah. Like ideally, you'd like to do that, but you don't have outside guys that were winning either.
Yeah, how about the Cowboys with 14 penalties in that game? Ooh. And Randy Gregory with the big one.
He tackled the offensive lineman.
Now, he's getting a lot of criticism in the market right now.
Right, and but you said that he's when he was on, he's better than Grant Wisdom. See, this is the thing.
How do you bring that into the conversation? Is irrelevant.
No, it's not because how you
relevance,
play,
your
how
honor.
You play, you don't.
That
football is not an on and off switch.
That play, and a series of actions before that,
and the game.
That's who Randy Gregory is as a football player. So you take the guy who won't put you in that situation.
All right. So you guys, the problem is you like a stat sheet stuffer, but I like winners. Okay, I like to win.
Randy wasn't a stats.
His first year, he was stat sheet stuffer. You guys got excited. No, it's simple. He had 9.5 sacks. Let's just be honest. Okay, let's come to sense of reality. He didn't have 13 sacks in one season. Nine. Okay,
I'm celebrating Randy Gregory today. So,
hey, let me tell you. As much as I'm hype about Buffalo,
like I'm celebrating. Nobody will speak ill of Randy Gregory today in my presence.
As much as I'm great about Buffalo,
yeah, he's right. 9.5 sacks.
Okay. Buffalo
won.
Where
did I get 13.5?
Yeah, you just making it. See, this is the thing. You just keep adding on.
Yeah, 9.5 sacks. That's his first year.
He had 15.5 sacks, and that's the way this is going to be said.
9.5.
Hey, listen here, man.
Thank you, Jay.
I was just even a little bit. I was probably as happy to see Dallas lose. I hate the Cowboys.
See that's the DC and Jay.
I just hate the Cowboys.
That's the DC. Yeah, that's the
and
DC
then it's the Texans.
Out.
I hate the Cowboys because they do this every year, every single year. Got the number one defense. They got all these guys there. They talk it and they don't show up. And when it comes time to play, how do you have 14 penalties as a professional?
That's unbelievable.
I mean, I guess you could blame coaching, but at the end of the day, you know what a penalty is. Like, you trying to tell me you don't know you don't tackle the offensive tackle? There's not fourth graders in Lincoln Youth football that do that, right? So at the end of the day, you're making – they thought that they could roll out there. We're the Dallas Cowboys, and you're just going to lay down. Well, you these dudes are paid, man. Yeah. I mean, and they brought it to you, and then they did not like, you know, when they got that physical action.
I rather enjoyed all of it.
I envision you cackling at the very end of that game. I was laughing though because I looked at Dak. I looked at Dak and I was like, you know what? He's ready to be in the club. He's ready to be down in Cancun or whatever before they got that last possession. And Jimmy Garoppolo played a good game, and then he just had that one throw.
Yep.
It was an easy throw. Either throw it way outside or out
Which
of bounds.
Which throw we talk about?
The interception.
Yeah. Throw it outside. He threw it inside high. You don't do that. You're not. I mean, then we're talking about you got actually blown out.
Yep. Yeah, it was 23-10 at that point.
And I loved it.
Yeah, DP is cackling at the last play. The time ran out. That's too bad.
I loved it.
And you tried to spike the ball with 2 seconds left. I mean, are you kidding me?
Right, like to not know the rule. Like
that's just Dak, though.
How do you? Like everybody knows. Like you learned it early. The official has to place the ball.
They tried to place it themselves. Like, right.
You can't place the ball.
You can't. They were in
they
the way.
They scored their own ball.
They were in the right way.
We're playing, just, like, we're playing our own game out here. You guys just hang out and watch us play this game.
The center spotted his own. The rules don't apply to Dallas. It just
they think it don't.
They think it don't. 14 times they think it don't.
So now the question is, the other question, Bengals or Titans? Does Zach advance, Zach Taylor?
I love both AFC games. I love them both this upcoming weekend.
Bengals, Titans, who wins?
I'm going to go Titans. Bengals are going to be tough. The one thing I didn't like about the Bengals, as bad as the Raiders played in that first half, they didn't shut the door.
True. They did not.
The Titans are mentally
and needed
tough.
Help.
First
and
time.
And they needed they
first
had,
time for
they had,
in the playoffs.
They had some great home field advantage. Oof. Between them and the Oof. Refs up there in Iowa City, I don't know who had the home, had that home cooking.
Oof.
So I'm going to go with the Titans because I got a feeling, just like I had the same feeling that the coach at the Texans was going to get fired, that King Henry will be back. And when that man steps on the field,
Derrick Henry,
your favorite. The whole ball game changes, because Cincinnati has, and their Cincinnati's best interior defensive lineman most likely won't play. So that's how you control that pass rush from Cincinnati, and that's how you control Joe Burrow. Now, the only hard part is if they get down, that's when they can really play well. So they're always going to be in the game.
Them receivers.
Joe Burrow is so good.
Look, Jake, I think you could play quarterback with those receivers.
Yeah, but Joe Burrow's really good still. And they got Higgins. They got Chase. They got Boyd.
I heard
stacked.
What you said, but you better.
And they got Joe Mixon.
They didn't even need Higgins.
That offense is so good.
Higgins got his first catch in the fourth quarter. They didn't even need Higgins the other day.
But he's gone off in some games.
I know. He's good.
He had 1,000 yards this year, right?
Yeah, him and Chase both had 1,000.
Yeah, he got his first catch in the fourth quarter, and he looked pissed to me. Like, oh, really?
This is it, really? Yeah.
It'll be all right by
figure
next
it out, Joe.
So if they come out, in Tennessee's kryptonite is their corners.
That's why I brought that up.
That's their corner.
That those Bengals receivers against those corners,
yes,
it is going to be a party in Tennessee. Yeah.
Here's the thing.
Party for the Bengals.
Yeah.
I got Cincy winning.
And here's the thing about Cincinnati's receivers. They catch the ball so well that even if they're not running the ball at a good enough clip with Joe Mixon, they can control the clock throwing the ball. Because these guys make 50-50 catches. They make, you know, one-on-one catches. And you can't, you know, roll your coverage to Chase, because then you got Boyd, then you got the tight end. The only problem with Cincinnati is their offensive line. Can they hold up against the pass rush? Joe Burrow might
be. They got
a
bad O-line. But otherwise, the offense is stacked. And even that tight end, Uzoma, what's his name? He's good too.
Yeah.
This is going to be a really good NFL weekend.
I know it is.
It's going to be a really good weekend.
Yeah.
I thought it was a pretty good weekend this weekend.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Yeah, the Dallas lost. It was a great week.
Yeah, and the Patriots lost.
Yeah, and I thought the Bills-Patriots was good TV, even though it was a blowout. It was interesting to watch.
Fantastic weekend.
Yeah. And the Raiders-Bengals game was good.
I just for me, I tend to watch games through the fans. And my Raider friends, like you guys met Griff. They're all Griff. They're all out loud. They're all obnoxious. Same with Cowboys fans. How about them Cowboys? Well, yeah, guess what? Mark me safe from how about them Cowboys for a year. Like, I don't have to listen to that for
the Raiders
year.
Are.
Would you have been upset if Cowboys won? Legitimately upset? Like,
not upset. Not upset.
Annoyed.
Not upset because they were going to get theirs. Like, I actually wanted them to go to Tampa and get embarrassed. I wanted them to go to Tampa and get embarrassed.
But they got embarrassed by Tampa.
Oh, they would have gotten absolutely embarrassed.
They get in their worst.
If they got a Green Bay, they would have got embarrassed. Yeah. Like
they're going to eventually.
It was coming.
They're going to eventually beat themselves. I'm going to tell you what hurt them. I know Kellen Moore is supposed to be the new brainchild. That's what how they get. That's how they get beat, because he would never run the ball at enough clip to win a close game. Yes,
carries 16 carries.
16
that
carries.
Offense is so good they don't utilize it properly.
He gets so enamored by throwing the ball all the time. So essentially, you play into the other team's hands 49ers can rush to passer
yep.
with four.
And they do.
Okay. With four guys. And you come into the game and pass the ball. So that means that lets me know you're not even trying to eliminate their strength. That means you're not going to try to shift the, you know, the tight end in the formations and maybe you cause some confusion. You're just trying to pretty much go in 7-on-7 and then having your tackles who kind of been, they're good, but they just kind of starting to get back healthy. Block four guys that have been rushing the passer against everybody all season.
Like, that's how you hold Bosa off. Like, right. other teams in the league figured that out. Look, you've got to run at Bosa to take his edge away. Right. They didn't do it. So I was like, wow, you really, you're going to line yourself up.
And you have two different types of backs you can run them with. You got Ezekiel that's powerful. Then you got Pollard, who's a home run hitter.
10 meaningful points right. by the Cowboys in the biggest game of the year. Hmm. 10. Yikes. 10.
And when Jerry Jones says, this is the most disappointed I've been in, and this is the best with this roster, we should be moving on. Mike McCarthy needs to be fired.
Romo even said the time is now.
Well, I think Jerry Jones said McCarthy is not going to be fired. He'll be.
You've said that before, though.
Yeah, he said.
He said that about Dave
is
Campbell.
Is Kellen Moore safe then?
That might be the bigger question.
Dave Campbell.
I would hope Kellen Moore goes somewhere because you have an offensive-minded head coach who's always called plays up until being a Dallas head coach. And then you got an offensive coordinator that's calling plays essentially to get a job, not to win.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, watch this. Those watch me coaches, yeah. watch this coaches. Ugh. Those guys are can I bring up a thing? Jake, are you at all frightened by the amount of sweet and low that Sipple has?
Yeah,
is that
it is terrifying.
This is a mountain
was
sweet
this
and low.
For the week or for today?
That's literally my question.
What do you need all that sugar for, man? You need to get your.
It's sweet and low though. It's not real sugar.
It's not real anything.
The question I had is that meant for the whole week or is that just for today's?
You just leave it. You're just leaving that. That's your little care packet. So when you show up, you got it there for you. All right, just make a little. Get them a little box, like a little key box.
Yeah, we'll put it right there.
Little sugar box.
Okay, when I go to McDonald's, I get a large coffee of four Splendors.
So that was meant for today, then. That was today's.
Wow. Dang,
that was for today.
Yeah, wow. I used to get three. I upped it to four.
Well, there you go.
Simple. If you took. Look, this is a hypothetical. If you took nine 3-pointers, how many think you can make?
Nine?
Or no, free throws.
Free throws. Ugh. With warm-up?
Could you make more than two?
Yeah.
Thought so.
Yeah. I wasn't a very good free throw shooter, but four.
You look like a defender.
Five.
Yeah, he was a defender, right? You said that. You're a good defender.
Five. I wasn't a point guard because I couldn't shoot free throws very well. We had a 6'2" kid that played point guard because I wasn't a good free throw shooter. I played off guard.
Defender.
So this is a big weekend. So now are you done now since the coaching tree is filled?
Oh,
got a nice little commit from.
Yeah, we didn't even mention the commit.
Two running backs, that's going to be here.
Anthony Grant.
Anthony Grant. Hey, yeah. DP, is it concerning that we went through a whole show. We didn't even talk about DeAndre Jackson being out of the class now and Grant being in.
No, I was fascinated yesterday just watching. Like, I generally avoid recruiting Twitter on purpose. It's just weird.
So do you.
Like, it's just a weird thing. But then when you have people telling a student athlete that he is not coming to school when he says he is, it's just fascinating.
It wasn't a great look.
It wasn't like, hey, it's very weird this guy's not coming. And the guy goes, yes, I am. And he goes, no, you're not. And he's like, yes, I am. Like, this whole source
I think reality has set in.
Most likely. This space is such it's become so much.
It's a vortex.
Well, it's just nonsense of people. Well, I have a source. My source, I can confirm. No, you can't. No, you can't, and you haven't. But you said you can confirm. No, stop it.
It was confirmed.
Just stop it.
So DeAndre Jackson saying he will be here in May. Now, we'll see about all that. He had an academic snag is what the deal was.
That's where he didn't know about it. He knew about it.
I don't know.
And then somebody told him about it. Hey, do you remember this? That's why it's confirmed that you ain't coming.
But he was on campus when all this went down. That was the awkward thing.
Like, we spent time, and this is somebody's son. This kid
I know. I know.
Like, what are we doing? Right.
I know. I'm
what are we doing?
It doesn't feel good. It didn't feel good.
No.
But anyway, they got Anthony Grant from New Mexico Military Institute.
Grant's tomb. I'm naming it right now. Like, anytime we're just going to set up a memorial of people Grant's that tomb, he runs right? over and no. stiff arms, and we're just going to put his name and their name, and we're just going to have a place where we can come and drop flowers from all the people all right. that he just stiff arms.
Hey, we Grant's got a new tomb. Name. I like that name, but we're calling him Area 51. He's from Roswell.
Okay. Oh, there you go.
Area 51. Area 51.
I like that.
You've just been taken to Area 51.
Because he can't wear 51. That would be
linebacker number.
Yeah, whatever number he is, you the area, whatever. That's what we you need to brush
him. That's your new area.
Look, for a brother to go to community college out there.
Right.
And to do what he's doing, he's got some mental toughness. They got a nice little room. They got a running back coach and all that. So we're going to see what's up. I can tell you, there's a lot of guys that used to be sleep a lot of be real comfortable. Like a couple of years, you know, been real comfortable, kind of just being average. I can tell you, their sphincter muscle.
Better learn that
was again.
Did I say it right? Sphincter yeah. muscle.
You got it.
Is puckered up real tight
because
right now
you gotta go to work. You gotta go to work now
because you're not. Because listen here, man, you're not gonna be going. Look at the friendship type of deal. That's
with
over.
The coach with the coach.
Yeah, I don't need to be. I need you to respect me and maybe like me right now because you're gonna love me after I get done playing, teaching you some stuff. But while we're doing this, when you walk through here, I'm the coach, the teacher. You're the student athlete. You're the football player, and you're here to play football. You're not here to be on Instagram. You're not here to be selling tacos and chicken wings and deodorant and whatever. Okay,
who are you talking about?
Easy DP.
Who he's talking about?
I'm just saying. Whoa. So then because
he went four fingers. Hey,
hold on. I'm not even done yet. Okay. So we're not here. We're not here for you to be driving around, you know, wearing these nice like outfits and stuff like that, and then just come out there.
What's wrong with my outfit? Why are you looking at me?
Hold on.
I didn't do nothing.
I don't have Husker stuff on, so I'm just. You're not here just to wear the Husker stuff, and then play dress up, like it's Halloween. And then you're not the boogeyman come Saturday. You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Okay. So you can't tell me nothing no more. Mm-hmm. All right. Okay. You guys show me because
this is old school.
Yeah.
Well, it is. This is old school over here.
Well, it's not old school. It's reality. Because if you watch the 49ers game, okay, you never heard them talk about bully ball. They flew from San Fran with their brand of football, and we are here. Okay. Doesn't matter if we play here, Mars, Florida.
Savage. Okay.
Came with straight. Lion mentality.
They play savage.
Chase Simple.
Yeah.
Okay. Every picture, every coach that I've seen you, right? You look in their eyes.
Yeah. He sent me texts.
Yeah. They got text. The lion in their eyes. Okay.
Jay sends me a lot of texts.
Okay. They got lion.
I'm frightened by that, and yet hold I'm
on.
Intrigued.
Hold on. But hold on.
I am both frightened and intrigued. Jake, can you imagine the texts that are going on between these two?
Scares me a little bit.
Yeah. That's here's the funny thing. I don't even have Simple's number.
Yeah, why don't you have my number?
So I can't even tweet him.
Yeah.
Hey, but you know how I got Simple's number though?
Yeah, how did you get my
number? Here's how I got his number.
Do we want to say this?
There's a former I'm gonna tell you why. There's a former teammate that was on radio or was on radio that somehow had brought my name into Bo Pelini, right? This is when I wasn't even involved in sports media or this type of deal. Somehow it just became because I did an interview and they got Boat Race against Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. Then all of a sudden, Boat thought I had a bone to pick with them. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I called Boat two or three times. You know what I'm saying? And then my name, okay. Well, first of all, they kind of tried to bamboozle me. So I said, I know Simple talks to him all the time.
Yeah.
So I called the Lincoln Journal Star.
Oh, that's right.
Left my number.
That's right.
Simple called me back. That's I said, right. Listen, you just delivered it. This is what you need to tell Boat. This is how
I am
not hard to find.
That is some gangster.
That was a little gangster.
Gangster. But what is going on here?
I'm going to speak just, for myself, though.
Oh, my goodness.
You know what I'm saying? And right? then just left it at that. But
right.
That was back in the day.
But what'd you hear from Michael Parsons, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Where I'm from, the bullies get bullied and all that. Well, San Francisco. Well, we here, homie.
Well, San Francisco showed them. Here. Well, no. You see the way they came out of the locker room?
Yeah.
They went old school. They had a hype man.
Yeah. With a boom box.
With a full.
Hey, Radio Raheem came down bopping. We here with a full fledged.
Amazing.
playing crazy. West Coast E40 said, we are here.
Really?
Yeah. And we're doing it every game, too.
It was a chef's kiss. I was like, this is a game I need to watch now.
Niners are rough.
I think they could make a run to the
Niners Super Bowl. Are rough.
Jimmy Garoppolo gets out of his own way. San Francisco has some decisions to make. Because as good as they are this year, they could be crappy next year with Trey Lance.
What about Jimmy G coming back?
They got to make a decision. Is he dude, back?
You just mortgaged the whole.
They sent
the whole franchise with this dude that played one game.
They sent the Dolphins 3 first round picks for Trey Lance.
He has to play.
So it's the Dolphins' fault.
Yeah. No. What a beautiful mess. You're welcome. You're welcome. All right, we gotta get out of here. Old School's next for Steve Sipple. I'm Jake Sorensen.
See you.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.